Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I got to read a story from one of my favorite devotionals, Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson. Wait till you hear this story. Mark Batterson writes, "A few years ago, I heard author Ken Gobb share one of the most amazing prayer testimonies I've ever heard. He and his family were driving on I-75 near Dayton, Ohio, when they decided to stop at a restaurant. Ken's wife and children went right into the restaurant while he stretched his legs. As he walked past a nearby gas station, he heard a payphone ringing. The phone kept ringing, and Ken thought it might be some sort of emergency, so he answered it. He heard the voice of an operator who said, 'Long distance call for Ken Gobb.' Ken almost passed out. He said, 'You've got to be kidding me. I was just walking in the middle of nowhere and heard this phone ringing.' The confused operator said, 'Is Ken Gobb there?' After making sure there weren't any candid cameras, he said, 'This is Ken Gobb.' A voice on the other side of the line said, 'Ken Gobb, Mr. Gobb, my name is Millie. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You don't know me, but I need your help.' She went on to explain that she had just written a suicide note, but had decided to give prayer one more shot. She said, 'God, I really don't want to do this,' as she prayed. She remembered seeing Ken Gobb on television. She thought to herself, 'If I could just talk with him, he could help me.' But this was pre-Google, making it extremely difficult to track him down. As she prayed, some numbers popped into her head, and she wrote them on a piece of paper. She couldn't help but think, 'Wouldn't it be wonderful if God were giving me Ken's number?' Then Millie said, 'I decided to try calling the number, and I couldn't believe it when the operator said it was you.' Millie asked Ken, 'Are you in your office?' When Ken said no, Millie sounded surprised, and she said, 'Well, then where are you?' And Ken said, 'You made the call, don't you know?' She said, 'I don't even know what area I'm calling. I just dialed the number on the piece of paper.' Ken said, 'You won't believe this. I'm in a phone booth in Dayton, Ohio.' Millie replied, 'What are you doing there?' Ken said, 'Answering a payphone.' Ken went on to draw this conclusion: 'I walked away from that phone booth with an electrifying sense of our Heavenly Father's concern for each of his children.' What were the astronomical odds of this happening? With all of the millions of phones and innumerable combinations of numbers, only an all-knowing God could have caused that woman to dial that number in that phone booth at that moment in time. When Ken hung up the phone, he walked over to the restaurant, sat down with his family, still stunned. He said to his wife, Barb, 'You won't believe this, but God knows where I am.' Isn't that fantastic? It matters that we walk in faith. It matters that we remember who we are and whose we are, even when we don't feel in agreement with who we are, even when we feel out of sorts or we've waited too long for the answer. This is when our faith especially matters.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.